Okay, everybody, say today's daf is daf Nun Tes. We're holding on Nun Ches Amid Beis, the final two lines. First, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Nisarmelu Oy Nisgarshu. We'll get back to that in a moment. Gemara asks the Shaila, Boim and Erab Chia Bar Yosef Mishmuel, Koyin Godel Shekidich Es Haktana, Ubogra Tachtov Mahu. What is the Shaila over here? We're all familiar with the fact that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana. But the Torah even adds, V'hu isha b'psuleh ha-yikach. He has to marry a psula.
Right.
As we're going to see in the Mishnah Miyat Hashem, if you turn to Nuntes Omid Aleph, about a quarter down the Omid, you have the Mishnah. You'll see the Mishnah begins, Kohen Gadol lo yisa, and then skip to the third line, lo yisa es ha-boygeres.
Wow.
The Tanakhama holds that a Kohen Gadol can only marry a Ktana or a Na'ara. A Ktana is defined as a girl until the age of Bat Mitzvah, which means 12. A Na'ara is 6 months from 12 to 12 and a half. And after 12 and a half, a girl becomes a Boigeres. So a Kohen Gadol, if he wants to get married, he has to, he should be married to Yom Kippur. Yeah. I don't know if that disqualifies him, but that is no question. But if he doesn't have a wife, he doesn't have a wife. The point is, if he does want to have a wife and he's a Kohen Gadol, he has to go and marry a Ktana or a Nara. And of course, there's an Eitzah. A Kohen Gadol doesn't become a Kohen Gadol when he's a Bar Mitzvah.
Right.
He can go marry anyone that he's allowed to in terms of being a Kohen. And if and when he becomes appointed as a Kohen Gadol, he doesn't have to remarry or marry somebody else or divorce his wife. He can stay with his wife. That's not a problem. But if a Kohen Gadol is
grandmothered in.
She's mothered in, grandmothered in, exactly right. But she's
Mother's
not,
Day, Mother's Day.
Yeah, exactly. However, if the Kohen Gadol wants to marry at that time someone new, then it would have to be either Ktana or a Nara, but not a Boigeres. Why, where, when? The Gemara will bring a raya from a pasuk, the makor, v'ishib sleakikach imetchem. We will see that shortly. So, what happens if, in fact, he's a kohen gadol and he does marry a boigeres? That he's oiver an iser. So now the question is, when does this iser obtain? At the time of the erisin or at the time of the nisuin? After all, the pasuk just says v'ishib sleakikach. The word kicha is somewhat amorphous, somewhat vague. So we're going to talk about that shortly. He did the right thing, Mishas Ederson. She was only 11 and a half years old. Kiddush Saktana, no problem with that. He did perfectly. By the time it came for Nisuin, she was already a Boigeres. She was already more than 12 and a half. Mahu, what's the halacha? Bosa Nisuin, Azlina, do I go after Nisuin? And since at the time of Nisuin she's already a Boigeres, it's a no-no. He cannot go and consummate the marriage. Oh, you boss Erisin is Lino. I look at Erisin, I say, since he started off the marriage at the time when she was still like Ktana, then it's okay. And therefore he can marry her, even though now she is a Boigeres. That's the shayla. Omle. So he answered him. Again, this is Rebbe Yosef asking Shmuel. So Shmuel's answering to Nisuin. We can bring a raya from the Mishnah that the Gemara quoted at the outset. Now, what was that all about? So, if we go back to our Mishnah, the Mishnah was back on Nun Vav Amid Beis. You see, there's a Mishnah down below. Almana lekayin gadol grush vachlutza kayin hedjet mina erisin lo yoichlu betruma. And Almana marries a kayin gadol at the time of the Erisin, even though we're nowhere near the Bia yet, we're nowhere near the Nisuin yet, we're at the time of Erisin, already at that time, the girl, even if she happens to be a Bas Koyin, and therefore normally eats Truma de Beinasha, she should not go eat any Truma at this time. Why not? She's a Bas Koyin, and she has Erisin with a Koyin Gadol, or with a Koyin Hedjet. What's the issue? So remember we said in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, Rashi already explained, because she's Mishtameris Lebiya Psula. At the moment she's not doing anything wrong, but since ultimately there's going to be a Biya Psula, Biya Psula meaning a Biya Asura, therefore, Lo Yoichel Betruma. However, the Mishnah finished off. Nisarm Loi Niskarishu. What happens if this marriage did not last? Because either she became an almana or she became a grusha, you can skip minisum psulais. Mino erisin ksheirois. In other words, they started off the Eidusin on a bad leg, in terms of an Almana L'Kohen Gadol. They're waiting, expecting, anticipating with great anticipation that within another few months is going to be a Nisuin. That Nisuin is going to be Nisui Aveira Almana L'Kohen Gadol, Kishrachutz L'Kohen Hedjit. And therefore, their mishtameres labia psula, stop eating truma already from now, mishtameres. What happens if this erusin terminates? Why? Either because she becomes a grusha or an almana, then k'sherusin, she's allowed to eat truma once again, because she's no longer mishtameres labia psula. Aha. So anyway, so what do we see from our Mishnah? We see that the key is legabi the erusin. Getting back to our Gemara. So what does that help? So if you look at the second line of the Rashi, why don't we say that at the first moment that the almana was ready nisarsa to the kohen gadol, that's it. No more from that point on, she cannot eat truma, even if Chas V'Sholom, the Kohen Gadol passes away. And the same thing applies, of course, to the Gerusha V'Chalutza L'Kohen Hedjit. If there was only an Erisin, it says in our Mishnah, Nis'armu Nis'garshu Minu Erisin, then K'sherish is allowed to eat Truma again. Why is she allowed to eat Truma? She was married to a Kohen. A Gerusha is not allowed to be married to a Kohen. It's terrible. Sayin HaChanami, during that period of time of Erisin, she was not allowed to eat because she was waiting to mishtameres labia psula. But as soon as that period ended, she's allowed to eat. So you see that what causes the psul when it comes to Yisurei Kahuna is all determined at the time of Nisuin. And therefore, if the Erisin terminated prematurely, fine, she goes back to eating truma. She did not become nifsula. So psul kuna goes baser Nisuin. So enter our shaila. We ask the Gabi this Kohen Gadol, Shekidish Ketana, even though at the time that he was Mekadosh the Ketana, she was a Ketana. But since at the time of Nisuin, she's already a Baigeres. If you go bust a Nisuin, it's Asur. Amalei, so he answered him back, L'shavuye chalolu loikami boyali debiyahi demishavye chalolu. After all, our Mishnah is talking about when does she become Nischala that she can no longer eat Truma. That takes place at the time of the Bia. Then there's a din of lichal zar be'amav when they have beer. The din of kedushin of erusin is only because midrabanan, because she mishtameres lebia psula. Since eventually it's going to be a bia psula, we say already from now stop eating truma, even truma de beinasha. But she only becomes a chalal minatayr at the time of nisun, and that's a double pashut, because what is machal her? The physical act of the bia with the kohen gadol or the kohen hedjit, depending on Almana, Grusha, etc. Kiva Boyli, my shayla is the following. It says in the possible Ishabiv Soleil Yikoch, and the Gemara is going to tell us, if you skip down to halfway down the Amud, where it says, Vela Yisa es haboy geres, two dots, Tanar Abonim, Vu Ishabiv Soleil Yikoch, Paratla Bayeres, Shekal Lo Absuleil. Ah, so the Din of Bayeres we learn from this Pasik, Vahu Ishabiv Soleil Yikoch. So getting back to our Gemara, the question is, when does yikach take place? Yikach, of course, means to take. So my kicha di kedushin v'inan, are we talking about kicha at the time of erusin? Or kicha di nisun v'inan, are we talking about kicha at the time of nisun? The word kicha, obviously, on its own, is somewhat of a vague term. So when is the kohen gadol over on the iser of marrying a boigeris? Is the yikach at the initial kicha, at the time of erusin? Or is it at the time of Nisuin? And that's the shaila that Rabbi Chiva Yosef Ashmuel. Amalei Hanami to Nisuin. L'chari, I can go and be pushed at that shaila as well. What's that shaila? Iris, I have another case. Iris esu almona v'nisman aliyos koyin godoil yichnois. What is this all about? We have a koyin hedjit. Is a koyin hedjit allowed to marry an almona?
Sure.
Of course, no problem. So he had Iris with an almona. Everything is wonderful. They're waiting now for the big day of making the Nisuin. And in the meantime, there's an earlier Mazel Tov, and that is that the decision was made that he's going to be appointed now the new Kohen Gadol. As you can imagine, he is thrilled. But the problem is that he is now Me'uras to an Almana. Now when it comes the times of Nisuin, is he allowed to consummate the marriage? Hezach an Almana, Hezach a Kohen Gadol. Shteitach in the Mishnah, we're going to have another 2 days. Yichnois, he's allowed to be Koines. What do I see from that? That we go bus of the Shas Eirusin. As long as the time of the Eirusin, he was a Kohen Hevyet, even though she was an Amana, but that's no problem. So even though later on he becomes upgraded to a Kohen Gadol, he's allowed to consummate, he's allowed to go and have the Nisur. So L'choyra see go bus of Eirusin. So say the same thing over here. Here too, we're talking about this Ktana. She was a Ktana at the time of the Eirusin. That was fine. And now she was upgraded. She, instead of a Ktana, now she's gone Ktana, Nara, and Begeres. So say the same thing. Go bust in the Shas Eirusin. As long as Shas Eirusin, it was okay. It should continue to be okay, even though now she is a Begeres. Just like now he became a Kohen Gadol,
right?
Everything Gemara, Shani Hasan. You have no right. Why? It's in the Pasuk. Yikach Isha. It's not the same pasuk. It's another pasuk. It says, "Ki im psula me amav yikach isha," that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go and take a zoyna, chalola, grusha, almana, all of those. Ki im psula me amav yikach isha. Now Rashi explains that the word isha is ibrik. It could have simply said, "Ki im psula me amav yikach." Don't go and take any one of the aforementioned the zoyna, the chalola, the almana, the grusha, the gamza masa. Ki im psula apsula me amav yikach. You should go and take a psula. So why does the Yikach Isha? That Isha comes to tell you an exception to the rule. That even though normally a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go and marry an Almana, he has to go and marry Dafka Psula. And normally we'd go after perhaps the Shas Nisuin. The reason over here, we go back to Shas Eirusin because the Torah says there's one more lady that you're allowed to take. Even though under normal circumstances you wouldn't be able to. She's an Almana. You're a Kohen Gadol. But since you were Mekadesha when she was, when you were still a Kohen Hedyot, you're allowed to be Kohenes. Oh, so that extra word, Isha. You see, look at the Rashi, the first narrow line. Shani Hasan Dechsev Isha. Ki em besul meyam av yikach Isha, vay Isha kro yiseru. Umenei marbino lekaman beperken dim iris almana. Ven esman li is Kohen Gadol. So that Isha comes to tell you that special. Then, that even though perhaps under normal circumstances you go Basar Nisuan and say that it's Asur, exception to the rule. So Freik Timara, Nu Hochanami Ksiv Isha. Why don't I use that Isha for this as well? Right, in both cases.
Anna and then she became.
Exactly. Yeah. Say that that Kim Basul Mi'am of Yikach Isha comes to allow you. That just in case you started off the Eirusin when she was a Ktana, even though normally you would go Basa Nisuan, she's a Begeres. No, Isha gives you an exception to the rule, and maybe it's for this is also an exception. Says Yimara, it only says one Isha over here. Isha Achas V'lo Yishtayim. It doesn't say Yikach Noshim, it says Isha. So therefore, I only have one exception to the rule and not two exceptions to the rule. Frank Yimara, Umari Isa, why don't you go and use that exception for our case and not for the other case? Yeah. Let him go and say, normally you go bus Nisuan, and therefore normally if she became a Begeris by the time Nisuan, it should be awesome. Oh, Yikach Isha, it comes to tell you that you're allowed to. And in the case of the Alman Lekoyin Hedjit, that he was not Smanli, he was Koyin Godl. You go bus Shas Nisuan. Bishas Nisuan, he was already a Koyin Godl, it's awesome. How do you know to use the Isha for this and not for that? In the case of the Kohen Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol, nothing has changed other than his halachic status. But physically, he and she are exactly in the same position that they were 6 months ago or a year ago. Mashenke, when you're talking about a Ktana, that becomes now a Begeres, she's like a Ponim Chadosh's Bolakan. It's a different barrier. Till now, she was a Ktana. Ktana has no das, gunish. Now she's a Begeres. She's already a mature young lady, Ishtani Gufa. So therefore, it's more mistaver to say that the Isha allows us an exception to the rule in a case where nothing really changed in physicality, as opposed to say, in the case of the Ktana that became a Begeres, there we're going to go and use the normal, regular halacha that you go Basa Nisuan. Since Basa Nisuan, he is Asur to go and marry her because she is a Begeres, it's Asur. Then why don't you say, grandfathered in, so to speak, because of the Ikach Isha, since it only says one Isha here in the Pasuk, that comes to tell you the thing of the Irises Almana, where there was no change physically, it was only change in halachic status.
Until he puts on his Shmona Begadim, yeah. I mean, since in Long Shomer Mishcha, he's still a Kohen Hedyot.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the problem if he's being appointed until he takes office? Let him get married, and then it's grandmothered in, as it were, effectively. I mean, there's no. This is not a you know. new developments. I'm become Kohen Gadol. Let's accelerate the nisuin so it's better.
I think it's a wonderful idea. But what happens if they could not accelerate it? She went now on a vacation for 2 weeks to Kerestir. She went to Eretz Yisrael. She was in Australia, whatever. Mm-hmm. And now the Kohen Gadol has been appointed, the Kohen Gadol.
He served.
And we need him to serve today.
Okay.
I mean, the Kohen Gadol. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Zog the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol yis almono, ben almono men erisim, ben almono men yisun, tla yis es aboy geris. That's that you cannot go marry an almono. The state of Fadish is told you that a Kohen Gadol can't go and take an almono. How do we know the yis es aboy geris? We'll see shortly the posseg vu isha b'seler yikach. Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, Machshim, and Begeres, they respectfully disagree and they say, no, there is no such thing. Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry the Chatkala, Begeres, everything is fine. Finally, the Mishnah ends off with he says, Mukas Eitz, a Kohen Gadol should not go and marry Mukas Eitz. Mukas Eitz means a young lady that does not have Psulim, but not because she lived with a man and that's the reason why she lost her Psulim, but because of some sort of accident. Some accident, Chas Hashem, she was in a car accident, something happened, and as a result, the psulim were ripped apart, ripped open, but not because of an act of nisuin or an act of bia, but because nebuch, an accident of some sort. She jumped down, whatever, from Mahula.
She rode a horse,
whatever happened, therefore that became mukaseis. Fine, mukaseis, lav dafke eitz, it just means that the psulim were destroyed or ripped,
not through bia.
Good. Turn about. We said in the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almona, bein min ha'irisim, bein min nisuin. So tomorrow, it says in the Pasuk, almona lo yikach, that's in Parshas Emor, in other words, another two Parshas, not this Shabbos, next Shabbos. Bein almona min ha'irisim, bein almona min nisuin. Any type of almona, say that the original husband passed away when they were only Oris Varusa, and say if there was a normal, regular nisuin. Fei tomorrow, pshita, it's called double Pashit. Why is it so Pashit? Says Rashi, because just in the Pasuk, Almana lo yikach, it doesn't describe what type of almana. Almana means a widow. A widow means that she had a husband, whether the husband was a husband with a capital H, a nisuin husband, it was a husband with a small H, that it wasn't only an erisin husband. Otherwise, a widow is a widow is a widow. So the chadava pashit. So Timur Maud is saying, Malaylaf almana, almana mitama. Who? Maybe I should go and learn Exeter Shalom. Voshtate by Tamar, that after the Masa Erba Oinon, she was hoping to go and now marry Shela. It says in the Pasuk, Shvi almana beisavich. Go home and be an almana for the time being, and mitchim achigdo Shela v'ni, until Shela gets older, and then we'll see what's going to happen. And of course, nothing happened with Shela, and therefore she had to go and costume herself, etc., etc., like it says in the text. But anyway, it refers to Tamar as being an almana. Now, almana, that was an almana min hanisuin, from both Er and Oinan. So, Zokti Mara Malhan min hanisuin, I would think that an almana min hanisuin is, that's the definition of almana. I learned almana, almana from Tamar. It doesn't say almana 100 times in the Torah. It says almana hilagabi Tamar, just like min hanisuin, afka min hanisuin, kamashal almana's name. That's the chiddush of this Brice and the chiddush of our Mishnah, that almana is defined even min ha'eris. Maybe this is such a wonderful Gzeir Shabbat.
Right,
you're right. Maybe Takal Minasur. So Timur Dumi did Grusha. Since the same Pasuk also says that the Kohen Gadol is not going to take Almanu Ugrusha, Chalolu Bezoinus, Eilu Yikach, Kim Besul Mi'am of Yikach Isha. So it says in the same Pasuk, Almanu Grusha together. Ma Grusha Be Minasur. Now the question is, how do I know that Grusha is Ben Yisum and Erisin? Because there is no Pasuk that refers to a Grusha like by Tamar to go and say, ah, just like by that Grusha is talking about Minasur. So therefore, since the word Grusha is not defined, so Grusha means any woman that's a divorcee. So it doesn't make a difference whether she was divorced from an Erisin situation or from a Nisuin situation. So similarly, since Amon and Grusha come together in the same Pasuk, Afamon and Erisin, Ben Hanisuin. Why the Gemara reverses the Lashon Nisuin Erisin, you'll see on the right hand Lashon, on the right hand side, in fact, they reverse it that it should be consistent in style. See, so Achlem and Erisin and Nisuin, Afamon and Erisin and Nisuin. Fine. V'lagis is a boikris. He said, the Mishnah is also now the marriage of a Geris, Tana Rabbah, V'hu Isha B'Fsuleha Yikach. Prat lebaygeres shekolu lo psuleha divrei Reb Meir. What does it mean, kolu lo psuleha? The word kolu sounds like she has no psulim left. Of course, that is not accurate. every girl has psulim until they're broken through at the time of marriage or
mukaseitz.
Exactly. So when it says in the word kolu, it's lavdafka. In fact, there's a very lengthy toisis. You see the first wide line down below. Parat lebegeris, next line. Shekolu psula. So toisis lavdafka kolu. I don't mean kolu that they ended, but rather el kolaymer nismatu tzas. They are not as fulsome as they were until now. In which respect are they any different? So that's already a machloikas and a farshim. There's a toisis in Ksuba says that the way they're different is, I think Rashi in Ksuba also says the same thing, that when a girl, when she is either a Tana or a Nara, has that initial bia with her husband, then there is more blood than if she becomes a begeris or older and has bia with her husband. The bia later on, there is less blood than there is initially at the time of Ketana and Nara. So apparently, the psulim are much more full of blood earlier in life than later in life. So, says our Gemara Dibre Meir, Vahu Ish B'Sleh Yikach, Prat LeBegeris Shekol LePsuleh, since the Begeris no longer has the full 100% psulim, it's only 95%, therefore, he cannot go and marry her. Now the Gemara is going to explain what does that say in the word b'fsuleh. We're going to see in a moment. Rabbi Lozer b'shem machshim b'begeres, they say it's fine. B'maikam b'fliki, what's the machlokes? Rabbi Meir sober p'sula afilu miksas p'sulam mashma. If it would say in the pasuk, it doesn't say. It says b'psuleha. If it would say v'hu isha b'sula yikach, then I would say psulim means the full mitzvah psulim mashma. Any psulim, it doesn't have to be the fulsome psulim. 90% psulim is also good. But it says bisuleha, oh, in all of its glory, in all of its majesty, that the ganze psulim. Oh, ad ikal kol psulim. It's got to be full strength psulim 100%. And therefore, since a begeris no longer has full strength 100% psulim, disqualified, he cannot marry. Now we finish off the limud. This is really not related to begeris, but he continues in the pasuk v'isha bivsuleh, as opposed to bisuleh. The bivsuleh is bikedarka in shaloi kedarka loy. That extra base comes to tell you that it's going to be the mokim psulim. The mokim psulim, the way we understand psulim, being of course the hymen that breaks at the time of bia, that's shaylich by kedarka. Shaloi kedarka loy. If the marriage was, this young lady was previously married to someone else, however, there was no bia kedarka, there was only a bia shaloi kedarka, or for that matter, even if she was never married, and she had a bia shaloi kedarka. So the question is she now a psula or not? So if you're talking about the physical aspect of psulim, she has her full psulim. If it was shaloi kedarka means a bia from the back. That being the case, the psulim in the front haven't been touched, nothing has been ruptured, the psulim are there. On the other hand, if you just define the word psula, a virgin, as never having been married or living or having intimacy with a man, she did have intimacy, even though it was shaloi kedarka. So that's a bit of the struggle here in the Gemara. It says the Gemara, since it says bivsula, which means mimakoim psulim, the only thing that will prevent her from marrying a kohen gadol if it was a kedarka, shaloi kedarka loy, even though she had a bia shaloi kedarka with a man, whether or not she was married or not married, that will not disqualify her to a kohen gadol, shaloi kedarka loy. If you look at the Rashi b'vsuleha, Rashi almost halfway down the Amud, b'vsuleha beiz yaseira to mashma hachi lemerish b'mokim psuleha. When is there a din that I focus on that the Kohen Gadol has to marry a psula, the Mokka psuleha, Taina Kedarka? And Nivala Nifsala Le Kohen Gadol. If the Mokkim Kedarka, the normal beer, then Pasul the Kohen Gadol. Not that she's an Almana, not that she's a Grusha, but just for the fact that she is a Ba'ula. The Torah says, Vahu Isha Bivsuleh Yikah. Al Bilishaloi Kedarka holds the mayor Loi. You can't go and darsh the pasuk a little bit differently, like Reb Loza darshins, etc., etc. What we have now, getting back to Gemara, is according to Reb Meir, we have one chumrah and we have one kula. The chumrah that we have is that if it's a boygeres, she's 12 and a half years old, disqualified, too old for the kohen gadol. A big, big chumrah. Who would have thought that before we started today's Gemara and today's Mishnah? 12 and a half years old, She can no longer marry a kohen girl, even though she didn't live with anybody. She's just a normal, regular girl, 12 and a half. 6 months ago, she gave her pshetel at her bat mitzvah. She's 6 months later. Sorry, you can no longer marry a kohen girl because you're not a psuleha mit the ganze psulem, but the full tzum, the ganze. 100%. On the other hand, if you're talking about a girl, excuse me, that lived shaloi kedarka with another man, she is still considered to be a psula, since the psulim are still there, and therefore she can marry a kohen gadol after all.
It's the opposite of what you're allowed about what you think.
You might have thought exactly.
Right. And actually, Maisa doesn't disqualify her, but just time passing does.
And now we're going to have just the opposite of Vizmana, Butl Kabane. Now we're going to have a lot of Shimon Savri, just the opposite. We start off the word psula. Remember, Rameyah started off with the word psula means even a bissel psula. They say, no, psula means a psula shleima mashmi. It means 100% psula. So what's the psuleha? That's a kalamois of gareah. By adding the extra yud, where gareah fill a mitzvah psula. Even if she's not a full-fledged psula. In other words, it's not a katana or nara. Even so now she is upgraded and graduated. She's now a boygerah. She's 12 and a half. She's 13. She's 18. She's 20. It's also good because the psula fill a mitzvah psula. And therefore, boygerah is mutter. And that's why it says in the Mishnah, plus Reb Shimon, machshirin. So in this machloikis, Rameir is the machmir. No, begeris is no good. Blas Reb Shimon on the mekila. However, now the other way around, bivsuleh ashiyu kol bsuleh kayomen ben kedarka ben shaloi kedarka. The term of the bsuleh kayomen shaloi kedarka is not necessarily to be understood.
It's not medical.
It's not medical and it's not physical. What really we're talking about is, did she ever live with intimacy with a man? Says the possibility of Sulea, that she called Sulea Kayoman, that she never lived with a man, Kedarka, or Shaloi Kedarka. If she did live with a man, Shaloi Kedarka, she's possible, she disqualified from living with the Kohen Gadol. Now, where does the Rav Elazar ben Shimon get their drasha from? Now we have another Bivsuleha, but this is a little bit further down. So that's about 5-6 lines above where we are in the Gemara. Bivsuleh, so Kachi Bezisera, again the same Bezisera as before. Mashma Shatei Bivsuleha, Shle of the Mehem Klum, Al Yidei Be'ila, Ben Kedarka, Ben Shaloi Kedarka. She should be with all of her psulim, the psulim from the front and the psulim from the back. Bekimin Disraboy, Boygeris, Lehatera. So what Rashi is saying is that both in the case of Rameir and the case of Elazar Reb Shimon, that extra base comes afuke to exclude from what we said previously. Since, according to Rameir, the word bisuleha came to give us a chumra, don't marry the begeres, the bivsuleha says, okay, there will be times, exceptions, I'll have a kula for you. When will be that kula? In the case where you have a be'ila shaloi kedarka, she is not disqualified to the kohen gadol. According to Elazar ben Shimon, the b'suleh comes to tell you a kula. What's the kula of the b'suleh? That even though she's only a miksas psulim, meaning that she's already a begeres, she's muteres. Now this extra base comes to put on a chumra. Yo, I'm taka maker when it comes to begeres. But a machmir legabe, a girl who lived shaloi kedarka with another man, doesn't have to be an almana, doesn't have to be a grush, she's not a girl. She lived shaloi kedarka, she becomes disqualified from the koyin garment. So we have a machlokes. And now we're going to delve a little bit further into the machlokes, not so much on the begeris end, but on the nivolo shaloi kedarka end. Zog the Gemara, Om Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, 6 lines from the bottom. Nivolo shaloi kedarka, a girl that had a bia shaloi kedarka from the back. Psula the kahuna. Kahuna, says Rashi, means l'koyin gadol. She's not allowed, she's allowed to marry koyin hedjet. That's okay. But she's also to a koyin gadol.
This is local Reb Meir, obviously.
Why is it? Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a moment. So far, it's independent. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, nivla shaloi kedarka, psula the kahuna. It's possible kahuna, and as Barry just pointed out, this is consistent with Reb Elazar ben Shimon, but it's not consistent with Reb Meir. But the Gemara is not focused on that at the moment. We're going to get to that soon. Masiv Rav. So Rav asks the kashya. Now, it says in the pasuk, V'loi siya li'isha, li'yuchel shalcha kol yamav. What is this referring to? This is referring to Rachman Litzlan, a young man that was ma'anes, that violated a nara psula. Unfortunately, there was no kedushin over here. It was not a consensual business. It was ma'anes. He went and violated her. What does it say in the Torah? In such situation, besides giving her the chamishim kosef, V'loi siya li'isha, if the father and the young lady are maskim and they are interested in the shidduch. Many people would say, why interested in the shidduch? Because ashaygetza, arusha, no good nika, blah, blah. Okay, but if they are interested, then he has to go and take her for a wife. Now, the Lashon v'loi siyali isha, the Gemara Darshan, v'loi means be'isha ra'uyala. It's got to be a woman that he's allowed to go and marry. What means allowed to go and marry? If it turns out that he is not allowed to marry her for other extraneous reasons, having nothing to do with this, then you don't say v'loi siyali isha. So what's isha ra'uyala? Prat le'almon le'koyin gadol, karusha v'chalutz le'koyin hejin. Now, this is difficult to fathom, that this would actually occur, but of course we're talking more the theoretical rather than the realistic. If you had a Kohen Gadol, who chas v'sholom, rachmona litzlan, was ma'anis and almana, can you imagine, he's the Kohen Gadol, he was ma'anis and almana, he violated almana, and what happens now? So the Torah normally would say, okay, he has to go and pay the 50, and at the same time, v'lo yisil ishi has to go and take her for a wife. What would you say, what would be the halacha? So the halacha is, no, he doesn't go and take her. Why? Because an Amman is not allowed to go and marry a Kohen Gadol. So the Elisha comes to exclude Nish. The same thing as a Grusha Vachlut, so a head Kohen Hedit. Also, if the perpetrator over here, the perp that went and did this terrible, violent act against this young lady, if he happens to be a Kohen and she happens to be a Grusha Vachlut, once again, no din of a Elisha. Okay, so that's the Brisa. So now Rav is being Medayik. Hey, Chidon, let me understand what the situation was over here. Ilema bikedarka, if you're going to tell me that the almana, the Kohen Gadol, was ma'anis the almana, and therefore he lived with her kedarka, or the Kohen Hejit lived with Harusha v'chalutza kedarka, that was the oinis, the violation was kedarka. My iri misham almana, why are you telling me that the reason why the Kohen Gadol cannot go and marry this almana, notwithstanding v'loi siyali isha, he should not go and take her? Forget about almana. Typically, mishum de havi la'ba'ula. The Kohen Gadol cannot go and marry her now because she is a ba'ula. Who made her into ba'ula? The Kohen Gadol made her into ba'ula.
The criminal himself.
The criminal himself. Now, Solkadaita Chamina, since he was the one that started off this whole business, she was originally a psula, maybe he would be able to. But you'll see the last Rashi is quoting from the Gemara on the Amid base, the time of the Kaman. Anusis Atzmoy, that's the Anusis Atzmoy, right. And Futus Atzmoy, Utsa Lo Yisa. Even though he was the one that created her and made her into a Ba'ula, nevertheless, a Ba'ula is a Ba'ula, she's now disqualified. And that's why she can't go marry her. So then I don't need to come on to the fact that it's a Kohen Gadol with Almana. This was a Kohen Gadol with a Psula. Psula meaning that she was never married. Nishka Namona, Nishka Grusha, Nishka Gunish. A regular, normal girl. Unfortunately, he was Ma'anasa. The reason why he can't go and take her is because now she's a Ba'ula. So I don't have to come on Almana the Kohen Gadol. Ella must be Shaloi Kedarka. Oh, the mas is that when the Kohen Gadol now violated this young lady, it was Shaloi Kedarka. He didn't live with her the normal Bia, but a Bia Shaloi Kedarka. And therefore the Torah says, that for these purposes, for being Ma'anas, same thing, the Laisili Isha. Except for the fact, because she's an Almana, no, that's a pre-existing issue, if you will, an extraneous issue of Ramana the Kohen Gadol, that you can't hit the Laisili Isha, you can't. So what do I see from this braisa? So I see from this braisa that if you have a bu'ula, a Kohen Gadol would be able to go and marry her. The only reason why in the case of being ma'anis he cannot marry her is because she's a pre-existing almana. But if she was a pre-existing psula, and now she became a ba'ula, and how'd she become a ba'ula? Shaloi kedarka, he would be allowed to go and marry her. So why did Rav say, Nivula Shaloi Kedarka, Psul de Kahuna, meaning to a Kohen Gadol? I see here that a Nivula Shaloi Kedarka is Mutaris the Kohen Gadol. The only time that she's Osir is if she happens to be an Almana. And for the Gemara, good Gifrei, Telemani Rameiri, Rav de Amik Reb Lozer, and like Reb Shimon that we had before. In other words, that was the Machloikis in our Mishnah. That was the Machloikis brought in this Braisa. Our Mishnah only took the Bogeris aspect, but then the Gemara went one step further, the Gabi Kedarka, Shloi Kedarka, and we said according to Ramea, Kedarka is okay. That's what the Braisa, not Kedarka, Shloi Kedarka is okay. Not that okay that one should do things like that.
It's not a psul.
It's not a psul. And therefore, since it's not a psul, that's why this Braisa says the only psul is Amar lekayim God. But according to Blazer Reb Shimon, that hold that Neinachanami Itaki is a psul. So therefore, this brisa wouldn't have to say prat Amar lekayim God. We could say prat even to anybody to a kohen gadol. If a kohen gadol is ma'anis, anybody in the world, it would make no difference to what, where, when, whatever their status is. She becomes now, and even if it did a shloi kedarka, she now becomes a ba'ula, and she becomes a ba'ula, then a kohen gadol can't go and marry her because of the fact that a kohen gadol can't go and marry a ba'ula. Like we said, aliba do to Reb Lozar in our Mishnah. Okay. Rav Yom HaKreb Lozar. Freiti Mora, ik Reb Lozar, now that you're telling me that a mayor holds like Reb Lozar, not a mayor, that Rav holds like Reb Lozar, my area mishem ba'ula, teibik lei dehavilo zoyna. What the Gemara is bothered by is, what did Rav say over here? Nivola shaloi kedarka, psula lekohuna. Now what means psula lekohuna? So Rashi quickly pointed out, look at the Rashi parallel to our Gemara, to the Omer Rav, psula lekohuna lekohin godoil, shemitzuvala psula. Avlehejit afilik kedarka ksheina, vein zoyna elen nivelis liyosula. Even though the Torah used the expression of zoyna, halala, all of those wonderful things, that's only talking about nivelis liyosula. Meaning that there was some sort of issur involved. So, if you have a kohen hedjit that went and lived shaloi kedarka, or married a young lady who lived shaloi kedarka with someone else, she doesn't have the status of a zayna. She just lived shaloi kedarka. See, it passes the kahuna because a kohen gadol has to go marry dafka a psula. And this young lady, although she still has her physical psulim, if she lived some with someone else, shaloi kedarka, she's already called a ba'ula. That's why nivela shaloi kedarka, psula kuna. That's all fine, but that's kohen gadol, where there's an emphasis in the Torah, psuleh yikach, isha psuleh yikach, ki psul me'am of yikach, each got to be a psula. But got to be kohen hedjit, there is no such requirement. So the kohen hedjit would be able to go and marry a nivela shaloi kedarka. Aha. So, Freiti Gemara, if you're telling me Ikra Blazar, my area Mishem Ba'ula, typically the Havila Zoina, what Rav should say is that not only a Kohen Gadol cannot go and marry, but even a Kohen Hedjit cannot go and marry. Why? Because she has a din of a Zoina. The Omer Blazar, Ponui, Haba Alapnuya. If you have a young single man who lives with a young single lady, it doesn't have to be young, but it have to be a single man with a single lady. Shaloi l'shem ishus, just to have a fling, to have a good time, but not l'shem ishus. Aso zoyna, he made her into a zoyna. That being the case, even to a kohen hedjit should be aser. So why does it say in the Amud Aleph, nivula shaloi kedarka, is only possible a kohen gadol, she should have a status of a zoyna as well, and be possible even to a kohen hedjit. So now, normally you would say Reb Lozar happens to be a very, very remote minority in the face of the majority. In other words, virtually everybody else agrees a zoyna is only a person that is nivula liosrla, that she engaged in a bia that was asura. Such as that she lived with a mamza, Liam mamza bekal Hashem. She lived with Abbot, a psuadaka, and Evan,
a first generation mitzri.
Yeah, all those wonderful guys. Right. So then she has the status of a zoyna. It's a machloik is exactly, in fact, how broad the term zoyna is. However, it's only Reb Lozar that holds that if you have a one-time thing upon him, then she already becomes a zoyna.
It's interesting, he's not talking about Reb Shimon here. It's just Reb Lozar alone.
Exactly, because only Reb Lozar is the one that holds that. So now, once you've told me that Rav holds like Reb Lozar, and since Reb Lozar was the one that said in our Mishnah, or at least in the Braisa following the Mishnah, that Nivush Lekadarka becomes possible to the Kohen Gadol, that same Reb Lozar holds that if you have a situation where a Pani Boya Panuya is a So Zoyna. So therefore, Zokti Gemara, why does Rav only focus on the Be'ula being also the Kohen Gadol? Because it's got to be a psula. He should also focus on the fact that she's a zoyna, and therefore for all kohanim. And you told me he holds like Reb Lozar. So now, before we continue on, the Rishonim are bothered by the Gemara because we can lechoyda give two easy answers. Easy answer number one is that these are two separate halachas of Reb Lozar. Lechoyda, the two are not dependent on one another. You have one halacha l'gabi kohen gadol. What's the status? Can you go and marry a lady that was nivula shaloi kedarka? Yes or no? Okay. Reb Lozar has his view. Reb Meir has his view. And this halacha, Reb Meir holds like Reb Lozar. L'gabi, what defines a zoyna for purposes of a kohen being able to go and marry a zoyna or not? Rav could very well say, and here I respectfully disagree, I don't learn like Rav Loza. I only learn in the case of a man and a lady that engage in an Isser Bia, where there was an Isser, like the Mamzer, the Ptsuadaka, the other case that we spoke, which made her into Zayna. So I disagree with Rav Loza. Moreover, in our Mishnah we said it's Rav Loza and Rav Shimon that hold this. Rav Shimon doesn't necessarily agree to Rav Loza in this Boni Abba Panuya. We only find Rav Loza saying this. We don't find Rav Shimon saying this. So L'chari the Gemara could have answered, Rav the Omar Rav Shimon. And Rav Shimon is the one that subscribes to the halacha of the Mishnah and the Braisa on the Omer Aleph, the Gabe Abogeres.
And doesn't mention Pani Abba Panuya Asazona.
Exactly, this Pani Abba Panuya, this is a Rav Loza halacha.
Right.
So he's not bound to that halacha, he could say, oh, like Rav Shimon. The Gemara could have answered that, but the Gemara wants to say that even if Rav is a straight Reb Lozer in all 100% of all Shailas, the Kabi Hilchas Kahuna, with Zoyna, mit Chalola, mit Ba'ula, Besula, all of these, even if he holds 100%, I still have a way out of Reb Yosef, he going Shenivala, Lebehema. What does the Gemara mean to say? Back on the Omer Aleph, when Rav said Nivula Shaloi Kedarka, we left out one word. Nivula Lebeheima Shaloi Kedarka. Then Psula Lekona. Then she's Osir to a Kohen Gadol. But she's not Osir to Al Zoyna to a Kohen Hedget. Why not? So Rashi says, because the Gemara is going to tell us a little bit further down, Isser Zoyna Leka, you see Rashi in the third narrow line, Teofin Lekamam Bishmaitin, Ein Znus Lebehema. The word Znus, which we know means to go and act and live immorally without the benefit of holy matrimony, that only applies to human beings.
But we're talking about a woman. I understand it's two animals together, but we're talking about a woman and an animal.
Mm-hmm.
So on the animal, right, Ein Znus Lebehema, but here you have a woman.
When we say Enzo from Behemoth, we don't mean that the God of Behemoth when they become Zoinus or not.
Right.
We're talking about a human being that lives with a Behemoth, does he or she get the status of Zoneh or Zaina? So, no, you live with an animal here, you're acting stamsit, right, or whatever. That's also true. And a person Mechal Shabbos is also Mechayim Misa, but he doesn't become a Zoina or Zaina. It's just a Mechal Shabbos. Okay, anyway, so getting back to Agamar, so that's the unique case that Rav is talking about. In such a case where Bahama Nivlash like a Darka, now she becomes branded as Osir to a Kohen Gadol. Oh,
but she's still much of a Kohen Hedger because she's not a Zona yet.
Exactly, not a Zona yet. Maybe she will become one, maybe she's not going to become one, but she's not at this time.
But why would she be mutter to anybody in at all because she's behaving in a way that's animalistic?
There are millions of people at
animalistic. She did Shuvah.
And they get married every day. Anyway, that happens to Ritzech. Ritzech allowed to go and get married. Is a Mechal Shabbos allowed to go and get married? Is a person, Oyvid Avoy, the Zorah allowed to get married? These are terrible Yisurim, Avada, but doesn't disqualify them from marriage. So the Omer of Yosef, Shinaval, the Behemah, the Hasim, Mishim, Be'uleika, Mishim, Zaynelech. Good. Omer of Abaya. Abaya was not happy with this distinction. Zokt Abaya. We are on Nun Tes Amid Beis. About 10 lines from the top of the Amid. Zokt Yimara. Mamanafshach, Omli Abaya. Abaya is now addressing Rav Yosef. Mamanafshach. I ba'ula havia, zoyna nama havia. Be zoyna loy havia, ba'ula nama loy havia. Abaya is not necessarily disagreeing with the drasha that Rashi is referring to, that later on we're going to say in Zusl Behemoth. But rather, what Abaya is saying is, Mamanafshach, what did this Bia do that caused her to become Osatur Koyin Gorl? After all, it's a Bia Shaloi Kedarka. Bia Shaloi Kedarka is not a normal Bia. It didn't destroy any Tzolot.
Behemoth is not a normal Bia either.
Yeah, for sure. So therefore, it's saying, Mamon Efshach. Iba Ula Havya, if you're going to tell me a living together, intimately, Shaloi Kedarka, it's also called a Bia. It's not a Bia with a capital Bia. It's a Bia with a small Bia. Oh, it's also a Bia. So then he's saying, Nami Havya, living together, the Behemoth should also be, if you say it's a Bia.
Yeah, it's bothering me.
I know it's bothering you. If you're going to go and tell me, come on, Shaloi Kedarka, Zishka's Nuz. Is Ba'ula Nami Lo Yavi? She shouldn't be Ba'ula either. Now then make up your mind, what's the status of such a strange beer? If it's a strange beer, which is not your normal beer. If it's a beer, it should be a beer across the board. If it's not, it's not. V'chitayim, maybe you're going to go and tell me, really, it's not a beer. But if a woman lived together with a behema, Mina Dehavya Mukas Eitz, Shaloi Kedarka. It's no better and no worse than a Mukas Eitz. Meaning, by the fact that the behema inserted its aver into the woman from the back, so whatever that occurred, mukaseitz, of course, literally means that something was broken through. maybe there was something broken, maybe something was not broken. Lav davka, the ikar of mukas eitz means that she's no longer a psula in all of her virginity and all of her majesty
fulsomeness.
A fulsomeness, because just by learning shleika darka, that already detracts from her psula, not the physical psula necessarily,
spiritual.
But spiritually the moral psula that she was until now. It's no better, no worse than Mukas H. Leikadarka, and that's the reason why she's disqualified. So even though the Gabi is Zoyna, she's not a Zoyna, but she's a Be'ula because it's like a Mukas H. In Cain, if that's the case, in lecha ishish shekshela lekahuna shlein nasis mukas eitz ayidei tzorar. The Gemara says a very interesting svara. That if mukas eitz means that there was taka something physical by her living with the behema made a rupture in the back where you normally go to the bathroom exactly, the rectum in the back, the anus in the back. In Cain, if that's the case, then Eimlecha Ishish Ksheir Lekuna, then every woman should be disqualified for Kuna.
Right.
Shlein Nasis Mukasei Tzeidei Tzeror. Now the word Tzeror, of course, means a pebble or means a rock.
But that's what they used for bathroom tissue in those days.
Exactly. Rashi says, Tzeror Shel Kinuach Beis Akisa.
Right.
And you remember the Gemara Masechta Shabbos that talks about very different sizes and shapes of stone.
Yeah, yeah.
Most stones are typically muktzah on Shabbos,
right.
But if it's fashioned into a way to be able to use it in the lavatory,
right.
So then it's not muktzah,
right.
Because
it has
a purpose for it. So you see that they used tzarich. This is a clear-cut raya that they didn't have toilet paper in those days. Now, there's no question about it. So, of course, it could be that bizman hazeh, if we had this Gemara, could be the Gemara would say that she comes a mukas eitz ayidei toilet paper too, because if one pushes too much, it can start bleeding and blah blah blah. Okay, you all understand without any major explanations over here. Anyway, so the point is, if the reason why you're telling me that a woman that lives shleika darka with a behema, legabi hilchas bia, it was not a bia at all. It's zero. It was shleika darka. It was with a behema. It's not an issue. And that's why she doesn't become a zayna. But she does become a ba'ula because she's a mukas eight. Ah, because mukas eight, no, then any girl that goes to the bathroom becomes a mukas eight, and she uses it right. So that lechayra also doesn't work that pshat. The case of Rav and the Omer Aleph, where you have a ba'ula who's not a zoyna, is talking about a ktana that was married off by her mother or older brother, where the marriage was all midrabanan, and halacha is in such a marriage by such a ktana, she can always be mima'enes, and in fact, she was mima'enes. She said, I refuse to live with this husband anymore, and she did it before she became a bas mitzvah, so it wasn't consummated yet, she wasn't a gedolah yet, she can be mima'enes, and then the chasana ends. But in the meantime, she did live with the husband until now, shaloi kedarka. Therefore, she becomes a be'ula according to Rav. Remember, Rav holding like Reb Lazar, it learns with Suleah that even a shaloi kedarka makes you into a be'ula. Why isn't she considered to be a zoyna? I'll tell you why she's not a zoyna.
It's legal. It's all legal.
A legal marriage.
She marriage midrabanan. She memenis midrabanan. Everything was done. She's not a grusha. She's not a chalutza. She's not a almana.
Exactly.
It's not the act that causes her to be a zoyna. It's the...
It is the act.
Yeah, but it's not the... It's whether it's from
it's
the
legal.
Front or the back, it doesn't matter as long as she's married.
As long as it's legal, it's beheter.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Exactly.
The bracha says.
So if you look at the Ela Omer of Zeira, he uses your expression. She's come on in Nishka Zoyin, in Nishka Grusha. Look at Ela Omer of Zeira, you see Rashi?
Yeah.
Mishkachas lohodir Rav. Ali with Reb Lazar. How could Rav and Reb Lazar both be consistent? That Rav says Nivishli Kedarka, she's only a Be'ula and she's not a Zoyna. The same Reb Lazar says Bani Abal Panuya is a so Zoyna. I'll tell you, the have you Be'ula v'loy Zoyna, v'loy Almana, v'loy Gerusha, v'ktani yaseima nisas lebaal, u'bo'ala shaloy Kedarka. Her Baal never lived with her Kedarka, only Shalai Kedarka, so she's still a Psula. Omi Ana Boya, before 12 years old, she decided to go be Menes. Maybe the reason is because she didn't live Kedarka. Don't go into the reasons. Omi Ana Boya, the Ein Kan Psuls, Nuz, and Nishkan Almonas, and Nishka Geirishin, Vashmina Rav. Oh, B'yesh Kan Psula Be'ula, Psul Be'ula Le'Kayin Godol. That's still a problem. Why is still a problem? Because even though it was a B'yeshalai Kedarka, Bishloi Kedarka is still called a Be'ula. Then why should she call a Zayin? I'll tell you why, because it was no Zuz. She was validly married to a wonderful young man. So then how did that marriage end? But did she become an almana or a grusha? No, she wasn't an almana, not a grusha. It ended because she was mimaenes, and that's how the marriage ended. But it wasn't a maisa's nos, it was totally legal from beginning to end, A through Z. So that's a very, very nice pshat. It's a very original pshat.
Remote, too.
Yeah, it's remote for sure.
Kohen Gadol marrying a mimaenes.
Everything that she said is correct. And a Kohen Gadol being ma'anis and almana.
Well, by Shein Yelah, the Kohanim Gadolim were not exactly nice people, so that's not as remote.
Kohen Gadol.
Anyway, a lot of these people can't Kohen Gadol. They pay bribes.
Alts is emes, emes viatz. When Rabbi Cohen was here in Zuchan Lebrach, and we learned Gemara's like this, he was always offended. Okay, he started a new shtickle now. Omer is totally new, but unrelated. We had Rav until now, and now we go on. Omer of Simi Bar Chia, Nivala lebehema ksheira lekuna. If you have a girl that lives with a behema, even though she's a beula, she lives with a behema, and our Gemara is assuming at this point that she lived kedarka ksheira lekuna. Which respect is she ksheira lekuna? Once again, says Rashi, lafil lekoin godol that she's kosher. Aye, by living with a behemoth, she becomes a mukas eight. Mukas eight ba'almi. Uman the shari mukas eight shari ba. Meaning, at the end of the Mishnah, we had that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a mukas eight. However, this is not unanimous. It's a machloikis. Rashi earlier on said this is a continuation of Reblos, the same Reblos, Reb Shim, Mashi, and Bibagaris. They say, the way he says mukas eight. But others disagree. We haven't found the others. Yes, but our Gemara tells us that others disagree. So even though technically she doesn't have the physical psulim anymore because she lived with a behema.
But she didn't live with a man.
She did not live with a man, but she lived with a behema. And the behema is aver, also did an effective job of breaking through the psulim. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, she's kosher lakuna. Why? Because she's a mukaseit. Mukaseit is mutter according to this mandiyama. As there's a tripsim barchia. Tanami, I'll bring you a right of Simon Bar Chia. Nivula Lemisha Eino Ish. Literally, the Eino Ish, I can think of quite a few people, the Eino Ish. But it means, of course, a behema. So when it says Nivula Lemisha Eino Ish, that's just using a nice euphemistic term. Nivula Lebehema, she lived with a behema. Aval Pisha Beskila, even though there's a din of Skila, because this is one of the prohibited arroyos, it even has a Mises Bezit.
Right.
Nevertheless, Ksheh Bekuna, she can go and marry a coin. Now, if she's going to be taken for Skila, how is she going to be married to a coin?
So Rashi said,
no Edom Asra.
She walks on a technicality.
Exactly. Good. So now, this is what Rav Simon Bar Chia said. However, Rav Dimi disagrees. Not in a major way, in a small way. He also, Rav Dimi, Oma Maisa Bariva Achas. Riva Achas means a young lady. Behisloi is the name of a place. She was sweeping the floor of the house. When women sweep, they typically are someone bent over. Veriva kelev kufri. There was a dog, and here we mean a regular dog, not a person that acts like a dog. We're talking about a real dog. Kufri, says Rashi, means a kelev gadol. It means a large dog. And the Kelev Kufri saw this is his opportunity, and he jumped on her, Me'acharel, from the back, and lived with this Riva Achas from the back. So this is what we call living with a behema Shaloi Kedarka. V'chshira Rebbe Lekun. Rebbe said, she's mutter. Not only is she mutter to a regular Kohen, the Kohen is no problem, but on Meshmul, even to a Kohen Gadol. Pray Timor, Bimei Rebbe, Kohen Gadol, Mihava. We're talking about a time to Rebbe. Rebbe's already a few doyrus after the Chorm Beis HaMikdash. And then, Oyev, Kohen Gadol, even though she's Nebuch, she has, quote unquote, lived with this behema against her will, with Takanoyus, the Gansamasa. Here, the Kelev was Ma'anasar. The question is that the Bala Kelev says you have to go and pay 50 shkolim. Do you say, Vloy Seal the Isha? Okay, anyway, but the point is that the Kelev Nebuch lived with her. It's not, we shouldn't really joke about
it. Yeah, because she didn't do anything. I mean, she was Ma'anas by this.
She was Nemtsa. Right, exactly.
This was according to
her
mayor.
Right.
Anyway, so what happened over here? Riva Kelev Kufi Mechra, and the Rebbe was Machsher. Rashi is Medaik, since the Gemara says Me'achara, it's only because it was Shaloi Kedarka. That's the reason why he was Machsher. It's Mashma that happened to Kelev Kufri had he been Ma'anasar from Lefaneha, in other words, Ebiya Kedarka, she would be Psula. Why would she be Psula? After all, she's only living with a behema. So therefore, this story, Kiyasar of Nimi, is at odds, or it's Mechulik on Rav Simon Bar Chia. Rabbi Simon Bar Chiya said that a girl that is nevelola behema is ksheira lekuna. Rabbi said only if it's me'acharea, it's shalei kedarka ksheira lekuna. But if it's kedarka living with a behema, she would talk to be psula lekuna. Amale Rava Mi, here it says Parkin on the side, it says Mi Parzakya, name of the place. We've had this previously, Rav Mi Parzakya said to Rav Ashi, Minu Hamil to the Amar Rabbanan. Where did the Rabbanan get this quote, Ein Znus L'Behema? This is what the quote of Rashi said at the top of the Yamid. Where did they get this from? When it says Ein Znus L'Behema, it doesn't mean that Behemoths don't. Most Behemoths do not go through a marriage ceremony with the Masada Kedushin.
Today they're going to have this.
Yeah, that's next. You're right.
We're talking about whether a human being living with a Behemoth, does that mean, for instance, if a woman's living with a Behemoth, does that make her into a Zoyna? And Gemara said, no, she does not become a Zoyna. Why? How do I know? The Sivis and the Apostle, they saw the Eslan Zayn, Mechikele, Beisah, Shem, Mechikele, and Neda, Ki, Ti, Abba, Zayam, Gam, Shnei. Now, what is this talking about? Now, Eslan Zayn, Mechikele, this is something very, in a sense, esoteric. Eslan Zayn, that's a little bit, Eslan Zayn is unfortunately, but more common, and that is a payment that was made by an individual to a Zayn for her services. And he didn't go and pay her with the American Express credit card, and not even with cash. We're talking about that he gave a tleh. He gave a behemala. And he said to the woman, in exchange for the services, I give you a behemala. That's the Eslan, I think it's from Lashon Matana, that's what he's giving her for the Tnoe Zoyna for her services. Aha. So what happens after the Zoyna receives it, and she says, I have Baruch Hashem enough Tloyim, and Hashem has given me tons of Parnasa. I want to thank Hashem. I want to go and bring this Eslan for a Karm, the Beis Midrash. Torah says, no, forget about it. It's shishtinkt. Why? It's a tayeva, it's an abomination. And the same thing applies to Mechir Kelev. Now, Mechir Kelev is a little bit more difficult to understand. Here you're talking about you take a tleh and you exchange it for a kelev. In other words, I have a tleh, you have a kelev, or vice versa, and now we make a barter, we exchange. Just by the fact that this tleh was bartered for a kelev, that already gives it, it doesn't pass the smell test, and therefore you cannot use such a behemoth for a cart. Okay, as I state in the Torah. Utanan, in the Mishnah we said, what happens if it's the other way around? Esnan kelev umachir zoyna. What does that mean, esnan kelev? So Rashi explains very easily. Look at the last Rashi, not the last Rashi, Mamish, 6-7 lines on the bottom, esnan kelev. Im omar odem lezoyna, heilich tleze, viboali lekalbi, instead of giving this tle as for my service and living together with me, I am not in the mood today, and I can't, I'm not interested, but I have a delicious kelev who wants to have a bien. He's been such a nice, polite kelev. I said, I promised him for afikoyimin, I'm going to give this kelev a bien. And so therefore, I'm paying you a tleh to go and live with my kelev. That's what the Gemara calls an esnan kelev. What's a mechir zoyna? Mechir zoyna is a hechlef zoyna betleh. Person apparently owned a zoyna and switched it with tleh. Exactly how that works, that you can own, I don't know, maybe you're talking about a father, but whatever it is, somehow or other they made a barter of a zoyna for a tleh. I don't know that a shivcha can have the status of a zoyna. That's really not our sugya mitzvah. We're going to talk more about who or who cannot be a zoyna for kahuna purposes on Dam Samach Aleph, in other words, another 2 days. And in Mi'at Hashem, in Mesechus Tmura, is going to talk about a Zoyna for an Esnan Zoyna purposes. In other words, you have the word Zoyna appears in two places for purposes of our Gemara. One is the Zoyna, the Gabi Hilchas Kuhuna. Another Zoyna is the Gabi Hilchas, the Esnan Zoyna. Okay. And although there's an overlap, not necessarily are they the same. Mi'at Hashem, we'll see more on Daf Samach Aleph, and also it's a Sugya in Tmura on Daf Chav Tes. Anyway, so getting back to Agamar. Utanan, Esnan, Kelev, Mechir, Zoyna, Mutarin. Those are Mutar. Why they Mutar? It's also the Chari, they stink. Shnema, because it's in the Pasik, Kitiyavas Hashem, Gam, Shneihem. Now, why does it have to say Gam, Shneihem? I mean, I can.
Only these.
And the Pasik begins like Sabi, Esnan, Zoyna, Mechir, Kelev, Mechir, Zoyna, 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 only these two, and don't add the Esnan, Kelev, Mechir, Zoyna to the list. So, what do I see from this? I lechoira, if a man lives with a woman and he pays for that service, esnan zoyna, shishtinkt, zoyna, awesome. However, if the woman lives with a kelev and gets the same tleh, then that's mutter. Why? Because, says the Gemara, that's only the makar, ain's nusla behemah, the definition of zoyna. The makar, is taka from the Gam Shneim, that's for sure. But after you have the Gam Shneim, that's a Giloy, says Rav Miprazaki and Rav Ashi, from this, either he said it or Rav Ashi answered him. But the point is, how do I know Inzus Labhema from this halacha that Esnan Kelev is mutter, it's not considered to be an Esnan Zoyna? Why do you say Esnan? She's a Zoyna because she lived with a man, she's a Zoyna because she lived with a Behema. What difference does it make? Living with a Behema doesn't classify you as a Zoyna, and therefore it's an Esnan Kelev, which is mutter. Tanurban, the last tikkun for today. We touched upon this in the Rashi and the Amud Aleph. Anusas Atzmoy, Futas Atzmoy, Lo Yisa. Again, we're talking about the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, unfortunately, was Ma'anis, a young lady, or he was Mafata, a young lady. He's not allowed to go and marry her. Why can't he go and marry her? Because she's no longer a Psula. And it's Gagim Besulmi Amav Yikach Isha. See, for Lo Yisa. Then also, what happens if he did marry her? Nosui. The Kedushin is Chal, or the Nisuin is Chal, it works. Why is it Chal? Because worst comes to worst, you're talking about an Isur Lav.
It's not even Rabbi Kiva might say it's
Lav. No, we had that. It's a
Lav Abba Michal Asay.
Question whether that was also right. Included or not.
So you're saying that would be chiyav aser. Fine, good. Anyway, so an iser aser is certainly the kedushin is toifis.
Right.
The only question is toifis the gabe chiyav ikaris, and of course you have machloekes of kiva, you have chiyav elav. But bottom line, even nasa b'diavad, it's okay. Maybe even according to Rabbi Kiva, depending on whether he extends his halacha not only to chiyav elav but also to chiyav aser. We had a machloekes about this earlier on in the Gemara. How far reaching is Rabbi Kiva's halacha? Does it even go to the din of chiyav aser? I got a doim and miyavi.
Right.
Going down to the Gemara, my time, the Kiva, the Chsil, the Ikach, Ish, Es, Eish, Sol, Ikach, Vavel, Es, Ol, Yag, Ol, Sol, the Kibiyuda, the Om, Manus, Sol, because of Medavi, Havel, the Chiyuvi, Lave, the Somach, Lave, the Yavim, Mamzer, Al, Mihani, Yavim, Mamzer, so you see, Mechiyuvi, Lave, because it's not Toifiz, and there's a Mamzer. Lord of Simoi, that is Mar, the Shach, Yavim, Lave, and did Lave, the Sher, how do we know? Lord of Yishayv, the Mar, Bafel, the Chiyuvi, Esay, Nafka, the Homi, Veloi. What is the Chiyuvi, Esay? So Rashi said the case of the Mitzvah, Radoimi, where the Torah says, Ador Shlishi Yovi Lahem Mikal Hashem, but it's Dor Shlishi Yov, Dor Shlishi Nish. So that's how you know the Chayavi essay. Anyway, all very exciting. But getting back to our Gemara, but other than Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shevov and Rabbi Simoy and all those, normally the halach is, since it's only maximum and it's allowed to Nisar Asay, therefore Kedush is Toifis, Vinasa Nasa. Fine. Anusas Chaveri Mefutas Chaveri Lo Yisa. What happens if it was Anusas Chaveri Umefutas Chaveri? Somebody else lived with this lady, and that's how she became a Bula. Nochmu Lo Yisa, the same, just like we said a moment ago, for the same reason, because she's not a Bula, she's a Bula. Lo Yisa. Now, interestingly, the Brisa doesn't continue on whether Nosa Nosi or not. The Chayit should be the same thing, but rather goes into what's the status of the child that may be born from such a situation. The Emnosa, what happens if the Kohen Gadol did go and marry such a young lady? What's the story with the Vlad? Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Oimer Vlad, Cholol, V'chom Oimer Vlad Kosher. What's the basis of the Machloikis? We're going to learn that tomorrow, and we'll stop over here.
Go
ahead. Have a wonderful day, Zayis and Tatzlof.